MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
And North Shore Today for Friday, December 13, 2024, is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Beverly and Gloucester schools' makeup days have been scheduled. Amesbury limits the number of pot shops in the city. Sunny, low 30s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:30 p.m. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News in Beverly, students will have to attend classes on 5 Saturdays to help make up the 12 days of missed school due to the teacher strike. The school committee voted Wednesday night to hold school on 1 Saturday each in January, February, March, April, and May, and to tack 2 days onto the end of the school year in June. Those 7 days are in addition to the previously agreed upon decision to hold school during February vacation for 4 days, as well as on December 23. Meanwhile, in Gloucester, Ethan Foreman writes in the Times, following their 15-day strike by Gloucester teachers and paraprofessionals last month, and the need to make up 10 school days because of it, February vacation will melt into a 3-day President's Day weekend, and the last day of school is now scheduled for June 26. The school committee voted Wednesday night on which days to use as makeup days for the 10 school days lost to the strike. The vote was unanimous, according to an email to parents from Superintendent Ben Lummis. Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, the Amesbury City Council on Tuesday voted to limit the amount of retail cannabis licenses in the city to 3. With CNA and ATG already operating on Route 110, that leaves room for one new business to be established downtown, where retail cannabis was recently approved. The measure was adopted in a 6-3 vote, with councillors Nick Wheeler, Michael Hogg, and Anthony Rinaldi opposed. The measure was introduced alongside a bill which passed at the City Council's October 1 meeting and amended the city's zoning ordinances so retail cannabis sales could be extended into downtown retail areas and Carriage Hill. More news after this break.
Ready, Dominic Castro, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. What do we got going on this week? In the North Shore, the coach of the defending Division I state champion girls hockey team out of St. Mary's of Lynn, our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, and on the Merrimack Valley Show, New Hampshire sports scene covered from Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. Thanks for tuning in.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In this week's Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon announced his selection of the city's new chief of staff.
Christian Sear is who I hired. Christian just really rose to the above everybody else in that final interview process. I knew of Christian, but I didn't know him. He actually is from Newburyport, which I think definitely helped him. You know, he's a graduate of Newburyport High, just like me, class of 2014. He went to American University, and he's had a number of roles since then, all related to government in some way. And he was just, you know, again, I thought he hit out of the park with his interview. He, you know, Newburyport means a lot to him, just like it does to me. And I can't wait to work with him to do all the great things that we want to do here in Newburyport. So I'm excited. He's starting January 6th. His parents still live in town, which is great. So he actually was living in Washington, D.C. right now. So he's in the process of packing up and moving back up here to Newburyport. But we can't wait to get him started. And again, we have so many great things already going on here in the city. So, you know, Christian will have, you know, a challenge, I think, getting up to date with everything that we have going on. But I know he's going to really... you know, be a great asset to the team here that we already have in place, and also a great person to be working with our city council and, you know, particularly our department heads moving forward. So congrats to Christian, and I can't wait for all of you to meet him.
You can hear Mayor Reardon, who mentions all of the city's holiday festivals this weekend, on North Shore Today Extra. On AutumnLive.com, Craig Daw is reporting the General Electric Employees Good Neighbor Fund donated a check of $35,000 to the Salvation Army in Lynn on Wednesday. The check ceremony took place in the gymnasium at the Salvation Army Lynn Corps Community Center. The gym was filled with a variety of gifts for boys and girls of all ages in preparation for the Salvation Army and Item Santa's Christmas gift distribution, which will start next week. In sports, the Endicott College men's basketball team earned an 87-80 win over Salem State last night. Gloucester's Marcus Montanino led the Gulls with 24 points, and teammate Jeff Hill of Lynn added 11. The defending Division III Boys State Championship Marblehead Boys hockey team opened its 2024-25 season last night with a 5-0 win over Shawsheen. Goaltender Leo Burge picked up the shutout, and Crew Monaco scored 2 goals for the Magicians. In boys basketball tonight, Beverly plays at Peabody, Saugus is at Salem, and Gloucester travels to Swampscott. The Paul Duchesne Girls Basketball Jamboree will be held tomorrow afternoon at Lynn Classical High School. The complete schedule of games is listed below on our North Shore Today post. Essex Tech boys hockey had an outstanding year last season, its first in the Cape Ann League, and coach Mark Leonard has almost all of the contributing players from that team back again.
Yeah, we do. We have a solid core of kids coming back. We're an older team this year. We have 9 seniors and 9 juniors, so a lot of kids with experience. Some of our top forwards, of course, will be Brady Leonard, Jaden Vargas, Anthony Bacenti. They'll probably be our top unit. And then we'll have Brian Delicio, Teddy Tesoris, and Ben Rehall, all juniors. They'll be on our second unit. And then on defense, we've got 4 solid kids coming back with Mason Sutcliffe, Riley Sobozensky, Andrew McKenna, all seniors. And we've got a couple of really talented juniors, Cam Casey and Chase Roberti. And like I said, the real question mark would be goaltending, just because, you know, we have one goalie who played, I think, 8 periods last year, Dawson Keenan. And then we have a kid up from JVs, a couple kids up from JVs. Right now, Tegan Moreau looks to be pretty strong. So that would be a question mark. They're both good, but they're untested, really, through a varsity schedule.
That's Essex Tech boys hockey coach Mark Leonard. Salem News has published its boys soccer all-stars, and Maskenomets' Jack Fiedler is their player of the year. In the pros, the Celtics beat the Pistons 123-99 last night. Celts' next game is Sunday evening at Washington, and the Bruins lost to Seattle 5-1 last night. They'll be playing tomorrow night in Vancouver. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.
So I also want to just tell you a couple different holiday events that are coming up. Again, so this is like the second time I've done this. So for this week, we have another invitation night. It looks like the weather is going to be cold but beautiful on Friday night. Downtown was packed last Friday, so I'm assuming it's going to be the same. It was just great. I got to go into a bunch of stores. Everyone seemed so upbeat, and I'm hoping that all of our retailers and restaurants have a really busy and viable holiday season, because it's so important to them. So we have another invitation night coming up on Friday, which is great. We have the second annual Port Gingerbread Festival that's going to be going on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday 4 to 7, Saturday 11 to 6, and Sunday 12 to 4. And that's happening at the Central Congregational Church. Okay, so if you're looking at the church, you go over to the left of the church, and there's a little doorway there. You go in there, and all the gingerbread will be set up there. I'm going to stop by. It was such a cool idea last year to launch this gingerbread festival. So I can't wait to see what the second annual festival looks like. So that's going on this weekend. Saturday, up at the Senior Center, it is the Anna Jake Hospital Aid Association holiday tour. So it's the house tour around town. And then also up at the Senior Center, they have kind of a holiday market craft fair. So, the Anna Jake's Aid Association is a wonderful organization. They do so much for the hospital. This is one of their biggest events that they do all year. They also do great chefs and things like that that you might be familiar with. So that's happening up at the Senior Center. I believe that starts at 10 o'clock. So if you're going on the house tour, you need to go there first, and then you can check out the holiday market, and then you get in your car, and it's a kind of like a self-guided tour. But you'll get your tickets there, and that will get you in all the homes on the tour. But, you know, we have some beautiful homes here in Newburyport that are happy to participate in this tour because they love getting their home all decorated for the holidays. So that's a really, really great event. And that means Saturday is going to be super busy in the city. So just be aware. There's going to be cars everywhere. There'll be people parking on the street trying to get into some of these homes on these house tours. So just, you know, be mindful and just, you know, enjoy this time of year, even though it's going to be a little bit more traffic out there. So that's happening Saturday. Also Saturday, the Newburyport Horticultural Society from, it says 9 to 3, but it's down at the artist shanties on Merrimack Street, so right to the left of the firehouse and like right to the right of the Black Cow. Those artist shanties, they're going to do holiday arrangements is that they're going to be selling there. And that all benefits their student scholarship fund. But that's a really great group. It's a huge group, bigger than you would think. I've walked in on some of their meetings at the Senior Center before, but really great group. Love, you know, working with plants. And again, this is one of their biggest things they do for the student scholarships that they give away. But they'll be doing those holiday arrangements Saturday and Sunday at the artist shanties on Merrimack Street. And the last event I'm going to bring up is the Newburyport Choral Society on Saturday and Sunday. So it's a Saturday night performance, so 7:30 to 9:30, and then Sunday from 2:30 to 4:30 at the Knock Middle School. The Newburyport Choral Society is doing their Luminous Night performance. So again, I love the Choral Society. They do a wonderful job. And this, I don't think they were at the Knock last year. I thought they were at the Belleville Church, but they'll be at the Knock this year, getting to use their beautiful auditorium for their performance on Saturday and Sunday. So if you can get out to any of these events, I suggest do it, because this is just a fun time of year in Newburyport, and there's so much going on, and it's great that we live in a place that there's always something to do. And that's my Mayor's Corner this week. So I hope everyone has a great weekend. Enjoy this. Get ready for the holidays. They are here. They're creeping up fast on us. And again, just enjoy it. And I will see you all next time on the Mayor's Corner.